Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us is our political observer, Professor Alan Chartok. Happy Thursday to you.
And you too, Ian. I understand you had your last class last night.
A bittersweet moment, and now to the grading.
I remember it too well.
Well, the report on the climate change outlook for the U.S. is not good. We used to think about, you know, maybe retiring from New York to Florida, but not if the sea level is going to rise 2 feet in the next 50 years.
Yeah, Miami is already having a big problem with flooding. It's a major, major area. It's a beautiful area. It's not the Miami of our grandparents. It is the cultural and political and economic center of the country. So when it is threatened with floodwaters, as was the financial district in New York, we begin to see that despite avoidance of the issue, there's no getting around it. The sea levels have risen incredibly over the years, and it is going to continue until somebody says, okay, now we have to do it, and then it may be too late.
Perhaps the worst-kept secret in Albany, Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy will not be on the ticket this fall and won't seek another term with Governor Cuomo, a man you've interviewed a couple of times. He says he's going back to Rochester.
Well, yes, former police chief, popular man in the Rochester area, mayor. But, you know, if you're Andrew Cuomo, you're sitting there and you want a huge turnout for the election, especially thinking that maybe Hillary won't run and maybe you'll get into it. But you want somebody who you think can bring some added luster to the ticket. Who that will be anybody's guessing game. But I'm pretty sure it'll be somebody from upstate. And the place that Andrew Cuomo goes to all the time is Buffalo. So I don't know who you get from Buffalo, or it's got to be a real big name of somebody who will bring some extra oomph to the ticket.
Lastly, we saw yesterday a New York City councilman arrested, Reuben Wills, the latest caught up in some sort of corruption. When does this end?
That is such a good, penetrating question. When does it end? What is with these folks that they think they can get away with the same stuff, you know, using member items or funneling money to somebody they know and getting something back as if they're not going to get caught? Now, to me, I've thought about this a lot. There are two ways of looking at it. One, they're just stupid. Two, they're just greedy. Three, did I say there were only two reasons? They think that they've been doing it before, and now we're just catching them at it. So what is it that makes these fools think that they're going to be able to get away with it when they read in the papers that people have been doing this and getting caught? I don't get it.